Machines are gonna fail. And the system's gonna fail.
And then what?
Then survival. Who has the ability to survive? That's the game. Survive.
Burt Reynolds and John Voight in the 1972 film Deliverance. It's just one of the dozens of films that Burt Reynolds has starred in over five decades. You may remember his Oscar-nominated role, a porn film director in Boogie Nights. Well, now at age 79, Burt Reynolds has written a book about his life called But Enough About Me. It's out this week. He's with us from New York. Burt Reynolds, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
And what a life you've had.
That's just the first chapter.
Well, okay, let's go back to the beginning because I do want to get through a lot of this. But you talk about something that I didn't know about, which was that you were in a car crash when you were a sophomore in college. You almost died.
Yes, it was a horrible accident. It was some guys were stealing cement blocks and they had this truck out across the road. And I couldn't see it, and I was driving my usual over the limit and drove right underneath it, and it fell on me on top of the car. They didn't have the bars of whatever they're called they get you out with.
In those the jaws days. Of life.
That's right, the jaws of life. So they were digging me out, and of course I knew all the policemen because of my dad. And I heard this voice I knew was a guy named Clark Bibler. And I said, Clark. And he said, is that you, buddy? And I said, listen, don't tell my dad. The car looked like a peanut. I mean, it was so crushed up. I think my dad would have known. But it took him about an hour and a half to get me out. And when I stood up, I coughed and blood went everywhere. And I had busted my spleen and a lot of other things.
You thought you were going to die. I mean,
yes,
when it happened. You described, you know, seeing the light before deciding you didn't want to go through with that.
Yes. And I kept saying, you've had a fantastic life, you've had a fantastic life. And then somewhere a voice said, well, it wasn't that fantastic. You don't have to you don't have to cash in.
Do you think about that? Still today? Have you, over the course of your career, do you think about the fact that, you know, but for luck in a certain way, you wouldn't even be there to do all the things that you did?
Oh, yes, I do. I think of it a lot. And I'll never forget the only doctor, we'd never had a doctor, we didn't have a family doctor, was the football doctor. And he had, just a week before, he had taken a spleen out of a young man, saved his life. Huh. So he looked at me and he was – I remember he was looking at my fingernails for some reason. And he said, prep this boy. He's dying. And then it was like one of those bad movies where you're on the stretcher and you see the lights going past you as they're wheeling you as fast as they can to the operating room. That was the night before Christmas. And 2 days later, I was at the beach walking around.
Wow. Let's talk about the film that many people probably know you for. It's the film that you said, if I had to put only one film in a time capsule, it would be this one. And that would be the 1972 film Deliverance. Why did you say that that would be the film that you would want to put in a time capsule?
I felt that was a daring film, number one. John Borman was the best director I've ever had. And my best friend, John Voight, he was wonderful to me.
And do you think that the reason that that you didn't get an Oscar for that was because, as you say in the book, I don't know whether you're kidding or not about this, but was because you had done this nude photo shoot in Cosmopolitan right before that?
I think it hurt the film in general. As far as me, it was a stupid thing. Helen Gurley Brown, who was an amazing woman and could talk you into anything, talked me into it. I didn't want to do it. I said no about 20 times. But there you are.
You also said no about 20 times to doing the film Boogie Nights in 1997.
I did that, yes.
Why?
Because I'm stupid. I had so much trepidation about that film. I thought it was a very daring film, and that wouldn't hold me back, but I thought it was really stepping into territory that hadn't been touched on film. And the character I was playing was really a seedy kind of guy. And a lot of those guys came around, and they were seedier than I ever had any thought of playing.
Hmm.
And I thought it was a good performance. I had no idea that anyone would think it was as good as it was, but it got fantastic reviews and did very well.
You come into my house, my party, to tell me about the future. That the future is tape, videotape, and not film. It is amateurs and not professionals. I'm a filmmaker. That's why I will never make a movie on videotape.
Now, you say you've never seen the whole thing.
Never. Ever.
No.
Why?
I was in the theater, and there came a time when I thought I got to get out of here. Now, looking back on it, I probably could look at it all the way through now, but I was, I don't know, I was afraid, truthfully.
It's interesting you say that, because as I'm reading about your life, and you're somebody who's had a lot of relationships with a lot of different women, you've lived your life to the fullest, and yet it almost seems like this movie was a little too risque for you.
I thought it was. I thought it was something that you couldn't recover from.
This book is called But Enough About Me. You certainly do talk a lot about some of the people, some of the incredible people that you've known throughout your life, people that we know of. And I want to just throw a few names at you and have you tell me just a thing or two about them, because there's so many interesting ones in here, people that you mention in the book. Dinah Shore.
The kindest, most honest, most wonderful woman I ever knew. And if I have any class at all, it's because of her.
What about Sally Field?
Well, I was in love with her, and it wasn't reciprocated. She liked me, but she didn't love me the way I loved her, and it was one of those experiences that men should have, so they get a better appreciation of how we treat women.
Hillary Clinton comes up in this book.
I had a lot of fun with her. I knew her husband really well. I thought he was terrific and fun. And she asked me to go to a couple of football games with her high school. So I did, and we had a good time together.
What about Donald Trump?
Well, I like Donald. I mean, I don't want to burst people's bubbles, but I like him. He was kind to me. I'm not sure about the presidency, but I'm pretty sure about him as a friend.
Johnny Carson?
The best. The best. There'll never, ever be anybody that good.
Hmm. At the end of this book, you make some claims that I have no reason to doubt that they're true, but they're pretty impressive if so, which are things like you turned down the role of Han Solo in one of the Star Wars movies?
I did.
Wow.
Brilliant move on my part, I thought.
And also Richard Gere's role in Pretty Woman.
Another brilliant move on my part. I shouldn't have been allowed. I should have had an agent that was strong enough to tell me, you're an idiot and you got to do these films. But I didn't have.
Why'd you want to write this book right now?
I thought it was time. I'm getting up there in age, and nobody else was going to do it and not do it right, not get all the people in there. And nobody really knew the people that had been so kind to me over the years.
And what do you want people to know? If there's a young actor listening to this in Jupiter, Florida, what would you say to them?
Do everything possible to be on the stage or on the screen. You learn more from doing a bad film sometimes than you do a good one. And I think I should know an awful lot by now.
And don't turn down Han Solo if it's ever offered to you.
No, don't do that. And my life would be so different now. I hope we'd still be talking on the radio because you'd still be a big star on radio. But I probably wouldn't be here.
Well, Burt Reynolds, the book is called But Enough About Me, A Memoir. It's a wonderful read. It's great to know all of this about you. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. You've been very kind, and I enjoyed it.